John Walker Lind made his first appearance in an American courtroom yesterday. During a brief hearing yesterday, the 20-year-old Californian told a federal judge he understood the four criminal counts against him. They include conspiring to kill Americans abroad and giving material support to two terrorist organizations, including Al-Qaeda. Before the hearing, he met briefly with his parents for the first time in 2 years. According to his lawyer, Lind prefers to use his last name, although when he was captured in Afghanistan, he identified himself as John Walker. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
Now America has a new face to put on the name of John Walker Lind. When he entered the federal courtroom in Alexandria, Virginia yesterday, the once bedraggled and bearded man had been transformed to a clean-shaven boy with acne and a buzz cut. Lind looked shy and somewhat confused. But when Magistrate W. Curtis Sewell asked if he understood the charges against him, Lind replied politely, almost inaudibly, "Yes, sir, I understand." The prosecutor then listed the possible penalties if he's convicted, up to life in prison. During the proceeding, Lind's parents sat 2 rows behind him in the courtroom. Afterwards, his father, Frank Lind, said John loves America.
John did not take up arms against America. He never meant to harm any American, and he never did harm any American. John is innocent of these charges.
To make that case, Lind's parents have hired 4 former prosecutors to defend him, including a prominent criminal defense attorney, James Brosnahan. Brosnahan said up until now, Lind has been the victim of one-sided talk during an anti-Taliban environment. But now the case has come to court, where those charges have to stand up to the rigor of beyond a reasonable doubt.
We will have the rules of evidence that determine what comes in and what doesn't. We will have a jury who will listen to the evidence, and they will hear what happened to John Lind.
Brosnahan said Lind repeatedly asked for a lawyer soon after he was taken into custody and was denied one, a violation of his Miranda rights. The government says that Lind eventually waived his right to an attorney and spoke voluntarily with FBI agents, so there's a dispute as to the facts. But Charles Weisselberg at the University of California says if the FBI agents did violate Lind's rights, that could create large problems for the prosecution.
If Mr. Walker was in custody and questioned by law enforcement agents and asked for an attorney, the questioning should have ceased. And if it didn't cease, then his statements that he made could not be introduced by the government in its case into trial.
The government has said its case depends in part on Lind's own statements to the FBI. In addition, Weisselberg says, the length of Lind's captivity on a U.S. Navy ship raises questions. Generally, a person must appear before a judge within 48 hours of his arrest. That has the effect of limiting the amount of time that police can interrogate a suspect. In this case, Lind was in custody 7 weeks without seeing a judge or a lawyer.
Of course, the circumstances of this case were just extraordinary. You know, the fact that he's arrested overseas and was initially in military custody. But I think one might expect the defense to say that the delay here was extraordinary also. And as a result of the delay, Mr. Walker was led to make statements that should be kept out.
And Weisselberg says even if Lind waived his rights, the confession could still be considered coerced because of the intimidating circumstances. If so, the judge could rule the statements are involuntary and therefore inadmissible at trial. But Harvard Law professor William Stunt says proving a statement was involuntary is very difficult. For one thing, he says, the standard leans towards the government, so it's hard for the defense to put on a credible case of coercion.
You have to have the defendant take the stand and describe the interrogation, but then government agents, the FBI agents, will take the stand and they're likely to describe the interrogation differently.
And Stuntz expects the FBI agents who interviewed Lind knew the fine points of legal interrogation.
This is not the kind of case where they're going to make sloppy mistakes. So I would be really quite surprised if they crossed legal lines here.
Of course, all of this will be up to a judge and a jury to decide. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.